بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَعَدَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He sat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explained his condition to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had slaves. إِنَّ لِي مَمْلُوكِينَ. I have slaves, they work for me, but they lie to me. يَكْذِبُونَنِي وَيَخُونُونَنِي. They are disloyal to me, they cheat, they deceive me. وَيَعْصُونَنِي. And they are disobedient to me. So whenever this happens, then I become upset and I lash out at them. أَضْرِبُهُمْ. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. What is my condition regarding them? They are disloyal, they disobey, and then I punish them. Is this okay? Rasulullah explains to him, see, if the offense is such that you give them some punishment equivalent to the offense they have done, then there is no benefit for you in any way. You won't get any reward, nor will you get any sin. And if you give them less punishment, they harmed you, they disobeyed you, they were disloyal to you, they cheated you, they lied to you, you punish them lightly, you didn't give them extra punishment, then there'll be fadal for you on the day of Qiyamah, there'll be benefit for you, there'll be reward for you. However, if you punish them more than what they deserved, you beat them terribly, and that was unjust. This is the meaning of the hadith. In other words, you gave them more punishment than they deserved. اُقْتُسَّ مِنْكَ أَلْفَضُ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take away your good deeds and give it to them. فَتَنَحَى رَجُلٌ. This man went one side, وَجَعَلَ يَهْتِفُ وَيَبْكِي. He began to cry and shriek profusely. Nabi Karim understood why he was crying. He didn't realize that his a'mal will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah, and qisas will take place, retribution will take place. Allah is absolutely fair, Allah is just, most just. If you deserve some good, Allah will give it to you. And if you deserve some punishment, Allah will mete out the punishment to you. Rasulullah said, أَمَا تَقْرَأُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Have you not read the verse of the Quran? وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Have you not read the verse that we will establish, Allah says in the Quran, we will establish the scales of justice, the scales of qist, justice on the day of Qiyamah. And every person's a'mal will be weighed, even if it is an deed equivalent to a mustard seed, good or bad. Allah says, we'll bring it forward. We're the best of reckoners. We are sufficient reckoners and takers and people who will take account. We don't need any electronic equipment or any computers or any calculators. Allah says, we're absolutely just. The moment Rasulullah read this verse to him, the man realized that his a'mal will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. And let it not happen that on the day of Qiyamah, my good deeds are all taken away. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, ushiduka, annahum kullahum ahrarun. I make you witness that I freed all these slaves. They can go, they are freed. So the point here is, Qiyamah is a reality. A'mal will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. our registers will be given to us with complete records in it. Our book of deeds, good deeds, bad deeds. Kiram and Katibin are writing down every moment, whatever we are doing, saying. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi says that the a'mal of Bani Adam will be weighed. And the aqwal will be weighed. Physically it will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Not what some people say, no, it's something abstract. Allah will actually give the deeds that we have done in this world, what we do. Allah will give it a form, a shape. And this is the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this will be placed on the scales of justice. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ That person whose good deeds, the side of good deeds, becomes heavy, then he is in bliss, happiness, forever and ever. He is from those who are successful. But that person whose scales of good deeds become light and not heavy. In other words, he has more bad deeds. His bad deeds are outweighing his good deeds. So the side where his good deeds are placed, they become light, not heavy. Then he is from the khasirun. He is from the losers. There is such a thing as pul sirat, the bridge that we have to cross. The conditions of qiyamah are horrifying. So the point, the lesson tonight is, our a'mal will be weighed on the day of qiyamah. And therefore we have to be extremely cautious as to what we do, what we say. Lest our a'mal, the good deeds are not taken away from us. In one hadith, Rasulullah asked the sahaba, Manil Muflis, who do you regard as a pauper, a poor person, insolvent person? Sahaba gave an answer, Man la dirhama lahu wala mata', the man who's got no money, he's got no possessions, he's got no material possessions, he's got no money. Rasulullah said, no, Al Muflisu fina. A real poor person, according to us, according to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to deen, is that man who comes to the day of Qiyamah with abundant good deeds, but he had usurped the property of some person, he unjustly beat some person, he slandered a person, he killed somebody, he swore somebody, he harmed some person. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give those people an opportunity to now take away this man's good deeds, one by one, according to the harm that he had done to them, according to the oppression he had given them. Finally, all his good deeds are wiped out. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ He's got no more good deeds to give any person. And yet there are people waiting, claiming their rights. What happens now? Rasulullah says, those people's bad deeds are now put onto his scale. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ Then he is thrown into Jahannam. Allah save us. So a'mal will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama have mentioned a list of deeds a person, if he does it, then inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, his a'mal, his side of good deeds will become very weighty. Extremely weighty. The hadith we discussed previously, a man comes in the day of Qiyamah, he appears before Allah Rabbul Izzat with 99 registers filled with only evil deeds, bad deeds. 99 registers. Can you imagine those big, huge registers? Only bad deeds. Placed on the scale. He's got nothing, no good deeds. Obviously, he knows now he's doomed forever. Suddenly, Allah then puts forward for him bitaqah, a small note, small piece of paper. And he thinks to himself, or he says, Ya Allah, how is this bitaqah, this small piece of paper, going to assist me in any way now? Compared to 99 registers weighed on the other side. Nonetheless, when this small piece of paper is placed on the pan, on the kiffah of the scale, tashat is-sijillat, all those registers are just then flung. They are thrown away because of the weight of this one small piece of paper. It would outweigh the 99 registers of bad deeds. And what is written on his bitaqa? The kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The kalima that we have. This iman that we have. Recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah. It is so powerful, that thakulat bitaqatuhu, that this bitaqa makes the whole scale become heavy, heavy, heavy. And this person is then successful. So recitation of La ilaha illallah, reminding ourselves of Allah's greatness. There is no ilah but Allah. There is no being in this world or any power that is worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. We say La to all those things. Illallah. We have to jaddidu imanakum bidhikri La ilaha illallah. Rasul says that refresh and renew your iman by recitation of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. The month of Ramadan coming. And we said these programs are now a muqaddima, an introduction to the month of Ramadan, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, we are ready. In the month of Ramadan, in the hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, amongst the actions that we have been exhorted to do is recitation of La ilaha illallah in abundance. Start now. So that by the month of Ramadan, when it comes, our tongues are already moist with the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one thing mentioned. Ulama then mentioned another deed, one hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Nabi s.a.w. said, Bakhin, bakhin. How excellent, li khamsin, for five things. Athqaluhunna. They'll be very, very weighty. They will make the scales very, very weighty on the day of Qiyamah. What are those five things? In this particular hadith, Rasul mentioned, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. That's four. That's the third kalima, Subhanallah. Meaning, Allah Ta'ala is free from any type of defect, fault, deficiency, aib. Allah is spark. Allah is absolutely pure. Allah does not have weaknesses that we have. Allah is most powerful. We say glory be to Allah, but this does not give the real meaning of Subhanallah. Subhanallah is making tanzih of Allah. We are purifying. We are saying that Allah is free from any type of defect, shortcoming whatsoever. He's got no aib, he's spark. So we say Subhanallah. Then, walhamdulillah. You know the word Subhanallah, alhamdulillah? Actually fills tamla'ul mizan. It will fill the scales of the person on the day of Qiyamah. We don't realize it. We don't understand it. We think one Subhanallah, how is it going to happen? What's going to happen? The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, and we'll hear many times in the Bukhari Sharif Qatam, the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Kalimatani Habibatani La Rahman. Two words are most beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Khafifatani ala al-lisan. They're very light on the tongue. To say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, so easy. Yet ثقيلتان في الميزان, they'll be very, very weighty on the scales. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. So praising Allah, glorifying Allah. Then La ilaha illallah we mentioned now, and Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. So these four, and the fifth thing mentioned in this particular hadith is وَالْوَلَدُ الصَّالِحُ يتوفى لرجل مسلم يحتسبه, that child, pious child who leaves this world, he dies, he passes away, and his father, his parent, makes sabr on the loss of this child. It's a pious child, obviously an asset to the father, asset to the mother, most beloved to the parents. When this pious child passes on, the parent does not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the father makes sabr, the mother makes sabr, and they make, because of the sabr, Allah will reward them on the day of Qiyamah by making their scales, their good deeds, very, very heavy. It was a janazah, and the person lost his child. Obviously, he's sad. But as he was coming out of the Qabristan, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala meets him. He consoles him. He says, should I not give you some glad tidings? He says, what is it? He said, you know, Rasulullah mentioned a hadith where hadith Qudsi, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, oh my angels, you have taken away the ruh of my slave. The angel says, yes, Ya Allah, he passed away, we took away, it was Allah's instruction, and the person passed away. So he was the child of the parent. So Allah then says to the angel, what did his parents say? You took away thamarata fu'adihi. Thamara means the fruit of his heart. How we say, you took away his kaleja, his heart, you took away his liver. He says, Hamidaka wastarja. Oh Allah, he praised you. He said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You all belong to Allah, we return to Allah. He did not complain. Allah says then, the glad tidings, give him glad tidings. Oh, build for him a house in Jannah. Ibnu lahu baytan fil Jannah. Wasammuhu bayt al-hamd. And name that house, baytul hamd. The house of praise. So a person who loses his son, pious son, that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, and the person makes a lot of sabr, then on the day of Qiyamah, his good deeds will also become very weighty. Then they have mentioned many things, and a few weeks ago we mentioned about good character. The most weightiest thing, or the weightiest deed on the scales of any believer on the day of Qiyamah is husnul khuluq, good character. Good character, it will outweigh all the other deeds. And we mentioned in detail, good character, smiling at the person, talking kindly, being helpful, assisting our Muslim brothers and sisters, not using vulgar language, abusive language against them, not searching for their faults, not making their ghibah, not cheating, not deceiving, not harming them, giving them preference over yourself. There are so many things that we discussed. So al-husnul khuluq, good or good deeds, that will make the scales on the day of Qiyamah very, very heavy. Then Rasulullah SAW mentioned, should not show you khaslatain, two traits, two characteristics, two deeds. Huma akhafu ala dhahri wa athqalu fil mizan. Very, very easy on the back. In other words, the person would not have to strain himself. He does not have to go and do very hard labor and hard work and hard amal to achieve this. Yet they'll be very weighty on the day of Qiyamah on his scales. And the first one again mentioned, good character. And the second one, tulu samt. Long period of silence. The person exercises control over his tongue. Again for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we hope to speak on this in detail. Controlling our zuban, especially in the month of Ramadan. Open the kitab on the Ramadan of the pious predecessors. You'll find great, great mashayikh and ulama and scholars hardly would speak any dunya things in the month of Ramadan. Either engage in tilawat al-Quran, dhikrullah, busy with the tasneef work, the kitab work, in tahajjud, in taraweeh, in sadaqat, in good deeds, or they'll just remain silent. When we do not exercise control of our tongues, then we will make ghibah. We will quarrel, we will fight, we will argue, we will spoil our entire roza. Tulu samt. Long periods of silence. A person is silent for long periods of time. So this also will make the scales on the day of Qiyamah very weighty. Another deed that they have mentioned is sadaqah. Now we mentioned sadaqah so many times. But in one narration I read that the very first thing that will be placed on the scales of the believer that will make his scales heavy will be the nafaqah, the money that he spent on his family. Such an easy thing. You're spending on your family and Allah is making your good deeds heavy on the day of Qiyamah. You see, charity begins at home. This they've got from deen, from Islam. Rasulullah mentioned, one dinar, you spend one gold coin, you spend fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, in jihad, whatever it is, anything which is classified as in the part of Allah, you spend 1 dinar. Then he says, there is a dinar you will spend, ala miskinin, on a poor person, that normally we give a poor person some charity, we give him 1 dinar. And then Rasulullah mentioned, wa dinarun anfaqtahu ala ahli, that a man spent on his family. From all the dinars he spends, the afdal, the best dinar, is what he spent on his own family. You spend on your wife and your children. Of course, you're not extravagant. How often people are giving organizations, institutes, madrasas, masjids, but the family is complaining. We don't have sufficient food. We don't have sufficient clothing. Father is not giving us that, not giving us this. So that money that you spend on your own family first, that will be brought on the day of Qiyamah and put onto the scales. And when hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith, the meaning of this hadith is that the sadaqah you give, that is equivalent to a date, 1 khajur. So not necessarily you're giving 1 date, but any sadaqah that you give that amounts, idli tamratin, that is equivalent to a date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will nurture that little sadaqah. So if it is a little date, Allah will make that date grow and grow and grow and grow in size, exactly like how a person who has a little baby horse, and he nurtures the horse until it becomes a big horse. From a foal, it becomes stallion, amir. And they said, now it's a big horse, well kept, looked after. Like that, Allah makes this sadaqah that you give equivalent to a date. Allah grows it in size to the extent it becomes like a huge mountain of the day of Qiyamah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi says, huge mountains, what it means, that such deeds will be placed on his scales that will equivalent the weight of huge mountains just on account of a little date that he gave in the path of Allah, of course, with ikhlas. So this is something for us easy to do, and especially in the month of Ramadan, spend on the poor, the needy, spend on your family. Especially the masakin, those who don't have food. Feed a fasting person, give him 1 khajur to open his fast. You will get the reward of his entire fast for the day. And the last part of Ramadan, Rasulullah, in the last 10 days, he would then go even more, be even more generous. And we know the generosity of Rasulullah. We cannot explain what a large heart he had. He wouldn't say la to any person. If he had that, he would never refuse the person. He would give it to him. If he didn't have the thing that the person is asking, he will pass, send him to somebody else who has it. Oh, he'll say, come tomorrow, the next day, and I will give it to you. He wasn't any la. He wouldn't chase any person away. Yet in the last 10 days of Ramadan, he will go even more in giving people and being more generous. Something for us to, inshallah, try and implement. Then that person who holds back his horse in the path of Allah, having iman in Allah, believing in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he uses horse for jihad or for anything that regards, that is in the path of Allah. Perhaps he wants to transport some people, and taking them in the path of Allah. So, on the day of Qiyamah, whatever the food this horse was nourished with, it became satiated. Its satiation will the food that it ate will be given some form. Even the dung and the urine, of course, not in that dirty form. Allah will purify it, give it a nice scented smell, a nice form and shape, everything. فَإِنَّ شِبْعَهُ وَبَوْلَهُ وَرَوْثَهُ وَرِيَّهُ فِي مِزَانِ حَسَنَاتِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah will put all that on his scales. A person, for in our time, you have a kumbi, for example, and you're using it to transport students who go to the madrasa, or jamaat is going the path of Allah. And this is the purpose you've got this kumbi for you. You have made this niyat, and you are using this vehicle for this means. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give you such rewards, the petrol, whatever it is, inshallah, Allah will give you the full reward of it. So these are things that we can all bring into our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even all sahaba, or the ulama have mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come and his good deeds are very, very light, not heavy. And suddenly like a white cloud will appear. And it will come onto the side of his good deeds, onto that pan. And it will make it very, very heavy. And he'll ask, Ya Allah, what is it? Allah will say, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي تُعَلِّمُهُ النَّاسِ. You taught people Quran, you taught people Hadith, you taught people Deen, you taught people Masla Masail. You taught them ilm, knowledge. This is the benefit of that. That now on the day of Qiyamah, your good deeds were not very good. You didn't have sufficient good deeds. But because of the knowledge you taught the people, Allah will bring it onto your scale, will outweigh your bad deeds. A person who has a worker, we have domestic workers, we have people who we employ. That person who makes the work of his worker lighter, ma khafafta, what you made lighter, he had, the domestic worker had some tasks, but you were sympathetic, you showed mercy, and you made the person's work easier and lighter. On the day of Qiyamah, it will come as ajr al-thawab, and it will make your scales heavy. Subhanallah. There's another hadith where Rasulullah says, you have a khadim. So when you're eating food, let him join you in your meal. And if you don't want him to join you, for whatever reason, at least give him some of the food that you are eating from. فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيَ عِلَاجَهُ. Because he was the one who was instrumental in helping you to cook the food. He's human being, human nature, he desires, hey, what a lovely pot of biryani they've cooked. Sizzling smell, nice aroma. And what do you give the domestic worker? Yesterday's stale bread with some curry that's left. Or whatever is left in the end. My respected mothers, sisters listening, our brothers, may Allah give us these good qualities of giving them, these people who are working for us, regardless of what they are, whether they Muslim or non-Muslim. Show them good akhlaq. You will lose nothing if you give them first. You will lose nothing. Your children won't starve. You won't starve. Which one of us will do that? Whatever is left over, if there's anything, we'll give them. Is this what Islam teaches us? Is this our deen? Are we short of any food? Have you not heard about the instances of our beloved Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi Alayhi? How many domestic workers worked for him? People talk, him, Maulana was like this, and Maulana was like that, and I had that contact with him. My respected friends, for all of us, myself included, let us try and bring the legacy these people have left. No use only talking about what the man did. Bring into our lives. We are weak. And I am most weak. May Allah give me the tawfiq. How many came, but they ate the same food that was cooked at home. And that made them embrace Islam. This is something for us to ponder over. You made your domestic workers work easy. He'll say, no, all right, you finished early today. No, no, now you must wash this, do that, do that. I have seen Maulana Rahmatullah myself. There were occasions when the domestic worker was there, it was very hot that day. Maulana said, no, you cannot go home, don't worry. The work was not even complete. He had pity for them. We will pull the person right till the time is now, only when he has to clock out, till then we'll pull it, even though his work is over. This is not over deen. That is why deen will not spread. May Allah give us good akhlaq. And these are the things that will make our amal on the day of Qiyamah heavy. The hadith again, meaning of the hadith, that person who made lighter the work of his amil, the one who's working for his khadim, the word khadim comes. كَانَ لَهُ أَجْكَنَ أَجْرًا لَهُ. It will become an ajr for him on his scales. Then that person who fulfills the hajat, the need of his Muslim brother. On the day of Qiyamah he comes and he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem will be standing by his scale. كُنْتُ وَاقِفًا عِنْدَ مِيزَانِي. Rasulullah sallallahu will stand by his mizan. And Rasulullah says that if that then this the deed of him fulfilling the hajj, the need of his Muslim brother, that will be presented, and that will now then make the scales heavy. And if it makes the scales heavy, the person is successful, he passed the test. But if not, for some reason, it still equals the bad deeds, Rasulullah says, then I will intercede on his behalf. When you fulfill the need of your Muslim brother. And then there's another deed that ulama have written, like there's so many others, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person is standing there and his amal are not very good, he's only got bad deeds and very few good deeds. And suddenly he sees a most beautiful, handsome person, that is Rasulullah s.a.w. standing there. Ya Rasulullah, ma ahsana wajhak, how beautiful you are. And suddenly Rasulullah will put for him, or present to him something to put on the scales. What is this, Ya Rasulullah? He says, this is the salawat, the durood sharif you read upon me. And now I am giving it to you back on the day of Qiyamah. Of course Allah ta'ala commands Rasulullah s.a.w. to give back this salawat that you read in the world, at a time that you are most in need of. At the time now you need the reward of the salawat you read upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time now is presented to you and put onto your mizan on the day of Qiyamah. And it will make the good deeds very, very heavy. May Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant all of you tawfiq. Let us try and prepare for the month of Ramadan. These are beautiful akhlaq, characteristics, traits, amal that we must try. If you can't do all, at least some of these things. So that on the day of Qiyamah, when our good deeds outweighs our bad deeds, then we are successful. And once we are successful, then forever and ever we will be in bliss and happiness. If we fail at that mizan, remember Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. These are scales of justice. Our a'mal will be weighed. Our aqwal will be weighed. The things that we say also will be weighed. We hurt people's feelings. We swear. We cheat. We lie, we gossip. And even through social media, there's another topic on its own. If Allah give us tawfiq, we can speak on that also. It's not all that every time we see something and we point fingers at the rest of mankind. It's time that we introspected ourselves, our own lives. I have to stand before my Allah on the day of Qiyamah. I will have to account for my deeds. I want to be successful. I want my good deeds to outweigh my bad deeds. And there are narrations. You know, we did the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. That when people are sitting in a gathering, like a gathering of dhikr, then after the gathering, Allah Ta'ala tells an angel to announce, "Kumu maghfuran lakum." Rise in the condition that you have been forgiven. قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Your bad deeds have been transformed into good deeds. Subhanallah. Just by taking the name of Allah. Allah out of His kindness, mercy, compassion, love for us, His fadl, His karam, my banda, you are making my dhikr. I'm transforming all your bad deeds to good deeds. So that when it's placed on the day of Qiyamah on the scales, we only got good deeds. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh la nuhsi thanan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin wa ya akhir al-akhirin wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin wa ya rahim al-masakin wa ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم ماري غناكم معاف فرما ماري خطاكم معاف فرما. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله we commit too many sins my Allah. We have committed too many sins my Allah. يا مالك كريم يا الله it is only your صفت of ستاري يا الله that you have covered and concealed our wrongs my Allah. يا الله يا غفار الذنوب ستار العيوب يا الله. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us for every single sin we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, amadan, khata'an. Ya Allah, big sins, small sins, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we slip very easily, my Allah. Allah, forgive us, help us, give us the strength, my Allah. Give us istiqamah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, amal salihah, such that will make our mizan on the day of qiyamah of good deeds heavy. Let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of qiyamah, ya Allah, if he comes here, my Allah. And there's only bad deeds, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, what will we do, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have hopes only in you, my Allah. Allah, you've given us life now. Help us to do good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of your doing amal saliha with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Increase our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Afiyat in dunya. Afiyat in akhirah. Afiyat in our deen. Afiyat in our lives. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat. Aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, your azab. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of your zikr, sweetness of tilawat, sweetness of making sajda before you. Make us enjoy our ibadat, my Allah. Make us see the month of Ramadan in the most beautiful condition. The remaining days of Shaban, let there be barakat, my Allah. Allah, these are Mubarak months, my Allah. We've heard the ulama telling us, my Allah. Still, ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Help us at least not to commit sins in these Mubarak months, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be the most beautiful and the best of Ramadans in our life, ya Allah. Give us the strength to do good deeds, ya Allah. Give us good health. Help us to keep all our rozas properly. Don't make us become sick, my Allah. Let there become no obstacle that will make us have to break our roza for any reason, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to read all our tarawih salah, our tilawat of Quran. Help us to make many, many khatams, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your zikr, my Allah. Help us give sadaqah, my Allah. Help us to do good deeds, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, help us to control our zuban, our gaze, especially in the month of Ramadan. Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, ummat bohat pareshan haal hai. Pareshani dur farma. Remove the difficulties the ummat is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, the worst thing that, ya Allah, they can do, what they want to do. Ya Allah, they make such stupid claims about Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, the dunya belongs to you only, my Allah. We all belong to you, my Allah. They are absolutely weak, ya Allah. They cannot do anything, my Allah. You make hifazat of the Muslims, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the people in Gaza, especially, my Allah, they've gone back to their land, my Allah. But only to ruins, my Allah. They've got nothing left. Help them. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq and give them to help them to restore their properties and belongings and their buildings. And ya Allah, give them a life full of afiyat, my Allah. Help the Musliman ummah to assist them, my Allah. And whoever is pareshan, wherever they may be, my Allah. Locally, abroad, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. We have raised our hands, ya Allah. It's a Mubarak night, ya Allah. Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Allah, those who are looking for suitable marriage partners, partners to get married, my Allah. Of marriageable age, so many youngsters, ya Allah, they have become. So many young girls, ya Allah. Age is catching up with them, my Allah. And yet a suitable proposal has not come for them, my Allah. Their parents are worried, my Allah. Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give those boys and girls, ya Allah, the right matches, my Allah. Make them, ya Allah, get married and make it be a blissful nikah, full of afiyat and barakat and taqwa and upon sunnat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people in qaraz, my Allah. They've got debts, my Allah. Help them to fulfill the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got court cases coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah, make them be victorious, my Allah. People are languishing in prisons, remove them, my Allah, from those prisons, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got sicknesses, different type of ailments, my Allah. Some that the doctors cannot find any ilaj, my Allah. You are Shafi, Shifa is in your hands. Grant them Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil, Mustaqir, Daim. Ya Allah, fulfill everyone's hajat. Our mothers and sisters and brothers at home. Our brothers sitting here in the masjid, they have raised their hands. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-ghammu farij al-hammu di bada'wati muttarrina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك يلا give us حلال طيب روزي الله give us بركة وروزي الله give us موت المدينة الشريف بريل الجنة البقي ما يلا يا
That is all we are asking you, my Allah. We beg you, ya Allah. Grant us moat in Madina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Even though we are so filthy, we don't deserve to be in that Mubarak place. But it's the only hope we have, my Allah. We've got no other hope, my Allah. And if we die with Iman, my Allah, in the condition you are pleased with us, we can be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the company of a beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, my Allah. And Rasulullah will be intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, my Allah, we've got nothing to present to you, no good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, buril jannatul baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kudur water, from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Every person who is trying to cause taklif to deen, taklif to the Muslims, ya Allah, who is giving us taklif, ya Allah. Allah, you take care of us, my Allah. You protect us from the shar, my Allah. Allahumma ina naja'aluka fi nuhurihim, wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Allah, hazirin ghaibin, sabki dua, qabul farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.